Wins.
Up there, it really is, with political assassinations and things of that nature, where you remember where you were at the time the announcement was made that the Dolphins had passed on Brady Quinn and taken Ted Ginn Jr. Welcome back to the show. We apologize for that brief interlude there into technological nightmares. Anton, you see this kid? He's schwitzing and everything under the table with a screwdriver and everything. He got it back on the air.
He's on top of it, man.
Just an amazing job.
On top.
All right, we were speaking with Michael D. Wilde, the great Michael D. Wilde, sponsor extraordinaire. Anybody that sponsors the show, we love them, naturally, Gold. And without these guys, we're unpacking groceries right now in somebody's trunk. Just saying, can we help you, ma'am, out in the parking lot? Praying to get a tip. But here's Michael D. Wilde, sponsor of the Brett Tesler segment. And one of the things, I guess, you know, it's good that you don't call a lot of talk shows, Michael, because just getting your comments via text, I don't know how you're going to be able to live through this season, though, of Gator football. This is my question. Do you have your affairs in order? Have you done your own will yet? I know you have, young children and everything. Have you taken care of this?
Absolutely. You know, this cobbler's kids have the shoes. I definitely have, although I do feel a little guilty. I have a 10-month-old at home, and I haven't updated the estate plan to add him, so my daughter gets everything right now. So I need to do that still. But
We figured we'd, infuse some farm animal sounds into this segment so you would feel at home.
I two words to describe it. Oh my, it brings me back to the old days being up in Gainesville, live at Ballyhoo's with the coach Ron Zook back in the old days. Great.
Nothing like it, yeah.
Anything's better than that. But I know you're a gambling man, Defoe. I've got a surefire lock bet for you.
Over 4.5 with Gator
over
wins
four
this
and
year.
A half. Over 4.5.
Is the number that low though?
No. Actually, in fact,
because they inundated the schedule with cupcakes, did they not? I mean, it looks like a bakery to schedule.
Well, I tell you, I think that playing Alabama fourth game of the year is going to be a little bit tough. But other than that, we're good for 8 wins this year. Although a lot of people are picking us for a sleeper team. I just saw that we're one of the top 10 sleeper teams for national championship this year. So, SEC, all you need is pretty much to get to Atlanta and you got a shot for the national championship.
Tell the truth. Muschamp has to go, doesn't he? I mean,
I like Muschamp. I think the problem with Muschamp was the same problem you saw with Rex Ryan early on, is he's a defensive guy, mm-hmm. and he trusted his offensive coordinator too much. He brought in Charlie Weiss first year and said, Charlie, you know what to do. And Charlie Weiss proved that he knows how to hit the buffet and that's it.
what happened to him? He was like the fairhead boy.
He was with the Patriots years ago. You know what? Go down the list with guys that were with the Patriots. Romeo Crennel was the defensive there's been a ton of guys that have been with New England, and you figure, that's the guy. We're learning over the years. Bill Belichick is the guy behind everything there in New England.
Well, and even Belichick struggled in Cleveland originally. I mean,
terrible.
There's a great book by Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers, that talks about, just being born in the right position at the mm-hmm. right time makes you, the right kind of player, the right kind of success. With Belichick, obviously, he's had tremendous success. Was it because of Brady? Was Brady because of Belichick? Who knows? But if you look at that, the rest of that tree, you're exactly right. And then go beyond that, college to pro and pro to college, only 3 coaches, Pete Carroll being the third, has ever won both at the college and the pro level.
And Barry Switzer,
well, wait a minute. Why
doesn't
this guy have a job on a station?
He should. He knows his football. And Switzer kind of...
You're right.
Switzer's going to bag Tesler. Yeah.
He kind of fell into it. So I don't even consider Switzer like a success.
Right.
I would say Carroll, and I'd say Jimmy
Fire
Johnson.
Your agent. Yeah. That would be my recommendation. Yeah. Fire your agent. He got you the gig on the air here, and then next thing you know, you're just saying, hey, I don't need you anymore. brilliant analysis there by Michael D. Wilde, attorney to the stars. All right. How do people get a hold of you if they need to take advantage of your services, which if you made my mother comfortable, I mean, this is a woman that is as paranoid about numbers and, legal is – legalized documents as anybody, and Michael D. Wilde sat her down and just charmed her right into signing everything, which was great, over to me. No, he did a great job.
And your mother's a sweetheart. She wrote me a very nice thank you card like the next week. It was very sweet. But yes, everyone can, first of all, I just want to thank you for having me here today, and it's been a pleasure to be a sponsor on the show. I've been listening to you guys longer than I've even known Brett, so it's really been a thrill. Anyone that wants to contact me, doesn't matter how young or old, doesn't matter how much money you have, WFP Law and SouthFloridaWills.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Twitter. We're very accessible social media-wise. You know, I'm taking a book.
Every picture in every magazine, Michael D. Wild.
Perfect. That's what you
Michael
gotta
D. Wild receives humanitarian award. Michael D. Wild gets gives money to children. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, we really love Broward County and South Florida as a whole, and we got to give back. So it's a pleasure. I know, Goldie, you give back with the golf tournament with the Goldie's kids, and it's what else are we doing, right?
Right.
So yeah, everyone, estate planning, asset protection, probate needs, you know, feel free to give me a call. Find me on any of the social media sites or at southfloridawills.com.
Let's not overlook my charitable contributions to Gulfstream Park and the Hialeah Casino.
Keep going.
Listen,
don't forget the aisle. Shortchange them.
I think, aren't you the man that rebuilt Gulfstream single-handedly?
It was down to tents,
right.
Remember? And they didn't have the money. They ran out of funds.
So. Right.
I started fueling the paramutual
windows. There's a reason it's luxurious at Gulfstream Park, and it's not because Defoe is hitting the late double.
I'm like the Frank Lloyd Wright of paramutual facilities. It's awesome. Michael, we loved having you on the show. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Enjoyed
a day of practice out here with Brett. He'll be pointing out a lot of things because he knows what's going on.
Have you seen Brady Quinn out there?
Brady Quinn, he looks great. I think
firing the football, Defoe.
Give him 2 days, he'll be a client.
He's firing the rock all over
like
the place.
I like that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He probably should have been at draft day, right? Thank God he didn't leave everything to that chick that left.
Good
that
point.
Was unbelievable.
Good point.
All right, Michael D. Wild, ladies and gentlemen. We'll come back. We'll take more of your telephone calls. We're trying to find your Brady Quinn moment to help you get past it here. A little tribute to Robin Williams and Good Will Hunting. We'll do a little psychotherapy right here on the air and help you get by your Brady Quinn moment, the time that the Dolphins bypassed.